Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Disease is a very serious autoimmune disease. We've been discussing with the lovely Jennifer Esposito and her book, Jennifer's Way, My Journey with Celiac Disease, What Doctors Don't Tell You and How You Can Learn to Live Again. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer, in the prior talk, we were discussing the ignorance of so many people, but what scares me the most is the ignorance of doctors. And, yeah. You know, I mentioned my mom had the door slammed in her face. She was high strung, which I think was part of the celiac. And of course, that comes with it, as you mentioned in the book. But being just put off and told that it's all in your head. And Andrea, you and I have talked about this. You've got some of that about some issues you were dealing with. It's so frustrating.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What do you do?
It's so debilitating. It really is. I, you know, in the beginning of the book, and one of the biggest reasons I wrote this, because to go unheard, I think, is it basically kills your insides. It quiets down a voice that is instinctually there, and it's really not okay. And to just keep going to these people who we put on pedestals, and I have, again, nothing against that. He's one of my dearest friends as a doctor, and I see what he goes through. He really gets tormented about trying to figure out what he can for the person. And that's a wonderful and admirable job. But in saying that, the amount of doctors that I went to and still hear from people that are not taking this seriously and are not really hearing the individual, they're hearing a bunch of symptoms and they want to put them in a category and then say, okay, well, it's this. Instead of listening to the individual and saying, okay, well, she's got this, and then going forward. I just was written to by a young woman who went gluten-free because a friend of hers had celiac disease. She had very similar symptoms. She was miserable, went to doctor after doctor, nothing. She went gluten-free. She felt 100% better. She wanted to get an official diagnosis, went to a new doctor, told them everything. They said, oh, you don't have celiac. That's bad. You don't have it.
Oh,
for
my gosh.
For a doctor to say that. I mean, we it's 2014. We haven't improved. This is an improvement. I understand more people know about it, but I still think people aren't taking it seriously. They're just not.
Well, first of all, she should switch doctors. That goes without saying. Second of all, Jennifer, can you share a little bit for those that are listening? What are some ways if people, let's say, they suspect that, you know, they have similar symptoms or they suspect that they might have celiac? What are some ways they can get tested so that they can determine whether or not this is something that they actually have?
Well, I really think, like you just said, change doctors. If your doctor isn't listening to what you're saying, if you're saying, listen, this is a symptom, I feel this way, you know, go in educated. That's why in my book, written by my doctor, a portion of what you should be asking your doctor, that is written by my doctor, not me. It is written by him, what tests you want to look at, what you want them to check, how you should go about it. It is really important information because if you don't know the right questions, they're really going to, you know, put you off or give you a pill or whatever. But you really have to be your own health advocate here. You have to keep going forward. Do not stop at just a blood test. I tell everyone this. As scary as an endoscopy may be, you have to go under. It is not a scoping of the esophagus or any of that. People, oh, I've had a scope. No. And you need a full biopsy of the small intestine, which is an endoscopy. And even then, that has to be done correctly. So you need to find out if you have celiac disease. Then you have to keep pushing, and you have to get someone who will listen.
Jennifer, one of the things that was really interesting in your book, where I had no idea, I thought, like I think many people, if you cut out the gluten, you're fine. But that's not the case. There's years of damage. There's leaky gut. Talk to us a little bit about that, because that's
so
something
much.
I think people really don't get.
Yeah, and that's the other reason I wrote the book. It was after, you know, being diagnosed finally and selling me by the biggest doctor there is in this field, go gluten, be gluten-free. And I thought, that's it. Well, I don't even know what that is, but okay, I'm going to do this. And I did it, and I did it well, and I read everything I knew. And I was sick for another year and a half. I was extremely ill. And I didn't realize there were so many other components to this disease. There's such malabsorption of nutrients. There's so many deficiencies. There could be bone loss that it either affects the bones, the nervous system. Mine affected my nervous system. Leaky gut where, you know, you have little tears in the lining of and toxins sneak into the bloodstream. There's all different types of things that go on. And just taking out gluten, it just is the tip of the iceberg. It really is, because what people, again, don't get, this is an autoimmune disease. Forget about gluten, forget about eating, forget about all of it. This is an autoimmune disease, meaning the autoimmune system is constantly on attack, waiting to attack itself. It's waiting to attack your body. I remember in the very beginning, I was told by this one doctor, you know, you're very low in vitamin D, you need vitamin D, gluten-free and vitamin D. That's what I was told. Okay. I started taking vitamin D pills. Meanwhile, I wasn't absorbing anything because my body couldn't even digest, break down the pills. So I had to learn the hard way with that. But I was out in the sun thinking that, okay, vitamin D, come and get me. And I broke out such a rash all over my body, blistering rash. And I thought, I always used to be in the sun. What is this from? And then I found out because I didn't have enough vitamin D, the vitamin D that my skin was absorbing, my body was absorbing because of the autoimmune disease, thought it was an invader and it was attacking itself, and therefore I had these spots blisters all over my body. I mean, things like that no one taught me. No one told me. I just kept symptom after symptom until doctors finally like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, again, looking at me as this is my problem. Like, this, you're a hypochondriac. I don't know what you're saying here. You know, this is, it makes me so angry that people have to suffer like this at the hands of food. That's what's so upsetting.
It's also like in today's day and age, like we mentioned before, maybe I live in a bubble, and the world that I live in, naturally savvy. I mean, I talk to people on a regular basis on Facebook. I mean, this is my life. So the people we're speaking to on a regular basis are informed, they're educated, they get it, you know? So I just think it's a matter of, you know, and I feel for you, Jennifer, that you've had to, you know, endure this. But again, like everything, there's always lessons in everything that we go through. And I think that, you know, for you, it's a matter of surrounding yourself with people who get it and who are more educated. And there's no reason, you know, any longer that you should be, you know, having people, nobody should be saying anything to you other than, you know what, how can I make your life better? How can I improve what you're doing? You know, let's support each other. So, you know,
I agree. It's unfortunately, I've put myself in a place to open myself up in the way that I did. And with that are going to come critics. They're going to come naysayers. They're going to come angry individuals who want to attack. It's fine because I'm also reaching people who need help, and that's okay. I don't know how long I can take it, but right now I'm okay. But as long as it keeps going forward and the message keeps getting out, that's what it has to be.
Well, you have us, and we adore you. Right, Andrea? And one quick thing. We only have about a minute. Just tell us about Jennifer's, your bakery, just quickly.
My bakery, I love my little bakery. It's a 400-square-foot haven, and it's gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, egg-free. We even have a yeast-free bread, no refined sugar, non-GMO. And now we finally just moved to we have that space, but we also have a 17,000-square-foot space in Queens that we're going to start shipping any day now to all around the country and eventually internationally. So it's you know what? It's not even for just the celiac. It's for anybody who wants to eat clean, period.
Jennifer, you're amazing. We're out of time. Andrea, take it away.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. And if you'd like to follow Jennifer on Twitter, you could follow her at Jennifer's Way, J-E, or visit her website at jennifersway.org. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.